You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Texas Rangers are pretty close to running away with this division. I'm going to call it right now that they are going to run away with this division. And they're going to wrap this thing up very soon. Let's talk about that with T.R. Sullivan. I am Allison Footer. T.R., I'm sure that the Rangers would not dare speak a word of possibly winning this division. But they had a recent test. I mean, that recent homestand when they went 8-2, after that, there had to be a feeling like, okay, they're in the driver's seat here, and the division is pretty much theirs. Is that accurate to say?
Well, it should be. I mean, yeah, that was a huge homestand, Allison. You know, the three teams, Cleveland, Seattle, and Houston, were all, you know, very good baseball teams playing well. And to come out of their 8-2 really did put them in great position to wrap this up. They still have to play the Mariners on this road trip, and they still go to Houston next week. After that, it's Oakland and Anaheim and Tampa. I think it's Tampa Bay and Milwaukee. So, you know, they have a good chance of, you know, walking away with this. But, you know, we know baseball, that, you know, September is a tough time. Everybody's tired. Everybody's playing with nicks and cuts and bruises, and pitches are wearing down. So, you know, they still need to keep playing good baseball.
Yeah, I was making some notes and kind of looking at how individuals are doing. And as much as the Rangers record would suggest that this is an awesome team, there are some just little tiny, I wouldn't say red flags, but areas of concern, one being Cole Hamels, who I realize has had two straight starts against Seattle, but really two really bad starts against them. So, I mean, he kind of downplayed. He says he's got no physical issues, but is there any concern just what this might mean from a long-term standpoint that he didn't even make it through the second inning in his last outing against them?
Yeah, it's not been good. You know, he had a little stretch like this against Minnesota, too, and he had a blister problem. Like you said, Allison, he says he's healthy. You know, he's pitched well for the majority of the year. I mean, he's had a great season. He's a Cy Young candidate. You know, he's in great shape. He's, you know, he's been through this before. You know, Hamels probably the least of their concerns. You still got to worry about Darvish. You know, he's coming back from the Tommy John, and, you know, who knows where his endurance is. And, you know, he struggled his last start. I mean, these are the two guys that they're really counting on in the playoffs to be lights out. I mean, there's a lot riding on Hamels and Darvish. And, yeah, the Rangers need to make sure they get these two guys right when the playoffs come.
So might we see after they do clinch? But let's just say that, let's just hypothetically say that they clinch with a significant amount of games left in the season, which appears to be where they're headed. I mean, we would see possibly extra days of rest. I mean, there's a fine line between making sure these guys are rested and making sure they don't get out of their rhythm. But I would think maybe an extra day, maybe two in between starts might do them a little good.
Yeah, especially Darvish. I think you'll see that. Colby Lewis is getting close to returning, so I think he'll they'll probably get inserted in the rotation. That'll give him six starts. So, yeah, I think you can see them backing down. You know, it would be good for these guys to clinch it as early as possible, maybe with a week left in the season, so they can, you know, kind of go in the playoffs with an adjusted rotation, with a little bit of rested rotation. But, you know, again, you look back in 2012, you know, everybody thought the Rangers were going to walk away with the division then, and, you know, going down the final week of the season, the big issue was whether they're going to get home field advantage, and instead they ended up in a wild card game that they lost. So, you know, there's nothing given yet. They, you know, they still need to clinch, and you know, you're right, they need to clinch early so they can put a little extra gas in this rotation.
Yeah, it's anything can happen for sure. I remember watching the Astros. They were like eight games back with 14 to play, and then the Cardinals lost for a week, and they won. It came down the last game of the season. So that stuff does happen. So I want to ask you a little more about Colby Lewis. I was looking at his most recent rehab start. It was for Class A, and he gave up four runs. I mean, I don't want to look too far into the actual, like, line score, but at the same time, eight hits, four runs in a Class A game. Is there, and then the feeling is, I mean, the Rangers aren't saying like that he's definitely going to, his next start will be in the big leagues, but is there any, I mean, I didn't, obviously you have to see him pitch and they're looking for different things. And the main thing is just getting through it healthy and strong. But is there any concern just because it wasn't that great of a start?
No. I mean, they look at Colby as the guy who turns it on in the major league game, and that's always been Colby's DNA. Is when the lights turn on and he gets in the major league game, he turns it up. I think the main thing for them is for him to get healthy. You know, he could have as many as 4 starts down the stretch to kind of refine his pitches, build up his endurance, and get back to where he was back in June when we were talking about him going to the All-Star game. You know, if you rank their pitchers, Colby's probably been their second-best pitcher all year behind Cole Hamels, you know, even better than Darvish when he was pitching well in the first half of the season. So they really need to get him back to where he was, you know, in the first half.
And my last question, I just wanted to see what your impressions of Carlos Gomez are, just from a, you know, watching him sort of on a regular basis now. Those of us in Houston found him to be, you know, an exciting player at times and then just so frustrating, and he's very demonstrative, swings a lot and falls on his rear end. I'm just wondering what your impressions have been from him since the Rangers have gotten him, since they acquired him.
Well, he's kind of fit in pretty well here. He's got Beltran and Beltre to watch over him. And, you know, he plays with a lot of energy. He's played pretty good defense. And he's had some big hits for him. So far it's been a good pickup for them.
Okay. All right. Good stuff. TR, thanks a lot. Well, I'm sure I'll see you here in Houston. We'll catch up with you soon.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.